B-Pod Studios.
Station. Sports Hub headlines.
The Bruins and Celtics both had last night off, but both will play this evening. The Bruins have the home game against Montreal. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers have the Duncan pregame at 6:30 and the faceoff at 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Yesterday, the Bruins signed Tuukka Rask to a one-year contract after letting him out of his professional tryout deal with Providence. He'll be the backup to Linus Omark this evening. Jeremy Swayman has been sent down. Celtics visit the Indiana Pacers tonight in the second and final game of this home-and-home. Marcus Smart is now doubtful with a thigh contusion. Peyton Pritchard listed as questionable. He's missed the last four games while in health and safety protocols. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell have the pregame at 6:30 and the tip-off at 7 over on 105.7 WROR. The Patriots have a playoff game coming up Saturday night in Buffalo, but first there's a coaching carousel to consider. Defensive assistant Gerard Mayo will talk to Denver about their head job soon, and taking over a team is something he very much wants.
It's good to have those conversations, whether it's around leadership philosophy or team philosophy, team structure, all that stuff. So I love talking ball. I love developing people. That's one of the things that I enjoy doing. But that's always been the goal for me.
Patriots didn't practice yesterday, but they still released an injury report. The news is good. Kyle Duggar, Christian Barmore, and offensive lineman Isaiah Wynn all listed as limited. Even though Duggar didn't play last weekend and Barmore and Wynn weren't able to finish, the team has also placed Jalen Mills on the reserve COVID list and activated defensive back Miles Bryant. The New York Giants have fired head coach Joe Judge, and former Miami head coach Brian Flores is now scheduled to interview with the Chicago Bears. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Rapid Flow Sewer and Drain Cleaning. This winter, your drain backups may be caused by ice buildup in your main sewer line. Boston's most experienced drain team has the technology to permanently fix it. Call 800-286-FLOW or visit rapidflowinc.com. I'm John Wallach on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 7:30.
You just can't get any mazzier.
That is...
Blah, 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 blah.
Suck, holy suck, crap. Suck, crap suck, happens.
Yes, deal with it.
She has had her fill of Maz.
Felger and Maz. Afternoons on The Sports Hub.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want you to go, and like, oh, yeah.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, with the Toucher and Rich radio program, you can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv or the Twitch app. During the break, if you don't know, Kodak Black, who is a rapper, was a guest of honor at a Florida Panthers game, and they gave him a suite, apparently next to the owner's suite, but that is of no consequence. And it appeared from a video that he was having sex in the suite. Now, Rich put out a video that says he wasn't having sex, but that is not, that does not close the book on the idea that they were having sex, the video that you put up. The video that you put up...
In what way?
Is I don't know if they're having sex or not in that video. And B, that's just a small little clip. I don't know. I mean, the game's, you know, 2.5 hours long. I don't know. I don't know if that's the one angle or if that's the... I mean, Kodak, as far as I'm concerned, Kodak Black had sex at that game last night.
Well, the video that had the side angle.
They could be having sex in that video. You could have just posted pornography. You cannot under the, you cannot without a shadow of a doubt tell me that they were not having sex.
That's
in that
right,
video.
Rich. Ownership would like to speak with you.
I am saying right there, I don't know, it looks like.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt.
It's not a completely clear view.
Look, I agree they're not having sex in that particular clip. Okay, I agree.
Because his pants look like you don't see them below her waist.
His pants, you may not see that. They might have been like, button fly. They might have been a zipper. There could have been. He could have moved her underwear to the side. There's a lot of. You cannot. Listen, in that particular clip, I don't think they're having sex either. I just don't know they're not having sex. and that is the beauty of it is that you cannot, without beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Sure.
Tell me that they're not having sex.
Is there a slight chance that there was a lot of different physics going on?
No, it wouldn't. It really wouldn't require much. It would just require him exposing himself. That would really be the only thing that was required in that. because she's doing everything required. So, like, it's not like, you know, like they're sitting two seats away from each other. I mean, like all it takes is for him to, you know, say hello for that to occur.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, she's not wearing, like...
You make a decent point. You really, you can't see...
Right.
There would be no... Put it this way. If this was on, a PG movie or something, you wouldn't have to blur anything out. There would have to not be... You can't see that part. You see what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, it's not rated X. You cannot see...
There's nothing you can actually see because,
right.
Like, his jacket is hanging down.
Yes.
In the front, but the little you can see is it looks like his pants are straight, and it looks like there's right... But you're right, it could be a fly situation.
Mm-hmm.
And with her, I mean, she's wearing a bottom, but you're right. I mean, things can be
she's
moved.
Wearing a G-string. I mean,
yes.
That is, I mean, come on. If that was an, do you think that could make it into Malibu Express, what they're doing?
It's a Malibu Express.
Like, because when we go to the great hard ticket to Hawaii's Malibu Express, if we go to the films of, what was the guy's name? Andy Sedaris. We go to the great films of Andy Sedaris, a one-time producer of Monday Night Football. Like, do you think that would be considered, like, Andy Sedaris would be like, that's not hot. What's hot is when you get June knockers in the car.
You know what? I don't know. Maybe we're going to need some experts. People who can, you know, maybe take a look. I'm still trying to find
if he had sex,
the whole thing.
If he had sex with her in that, out in the open like that at a Panthers game, he's the greatest. The greatest person in the history of the world.
If you missed the beginning of the show, what Fred is talking about is a video came out. You know, Kodak Black was a guest there, and he had his own booth. But the shot is from across the arena. So it's like somebody sitting on the opposite side was filming, and you don't know what you're looking for at first because everyone's kind of small. And then it goes over the owner's box, and you see all the owners kind of looking to the right, like, what the hell's going on next to us? And then when it pans back over, you see Kodak Black, like, over, like almost like a 90 degree angle.
Yes.
And underneath him is his fiance. What was her name? Like Major Mello Rax?
Mello Rax.
R-A-C-K-Z.
That's right. And she is, you know, moving. And then there was a video that came out that was filmed inside the booth and it was captioned. And I don't even know if this is the guy who captioned it, who was the guy who filmed it, but it said Kodak Black was not having sex in a hockey game, guys. He was just a little dancing. But you know what? And it looks like. Like they both have all their clothes on, but
well,
Fred's right.
The jacket
is hanging over her, so you can't 100% tell
if she had clothes on. I mean, it's the lightest definition of having a bottom on. And now here's the deal: why this is so great is because I've told you the guys a story before that I worked at Jocks and Jills in Atlanta in the CNN Center, and the CNN Center is like steps away from the Georgia Dome. So for the SEC championship game, we would have all these huge crowds in. And there was a stairwell in the restaurant that led up to like a top, which had like four tables on it in the manager's office. And there was one time where, you know, people would just sit and drink on the stairs, shoulder to shoulder, all jammed in there. And there was a time where a woman and a man were having sex on those stairs. But the thing is, we had to be like someone had to tell me they were doing it. Like they were trying to do it on the sly. She was facing him and sitting on him. And so, but this is just so like just if you were going to have sex publicly, you want everyone to know how you were doing it. This is the way. There's no they're not like, shh, don't tell anyone, like the clandestine, like maybe we could get away with it. And right. if we did this and this, but no. This is just, I choose to believe that he had sex with her. That's all.
Well, I mean, it would be 10 times funnier if he did. I'm now trying to go through her Instagram. And, I mean, by the way, her Instagram is fantastic. But, I mean, it's a John Wallach dream. But I'm trying to.
I'm guessing that there are shots of her butt.
There's quite a few. By the way, I don't mean to sidetrack. John, would you like to tell them what you received in the mail yesterday?
Oh, yes. I got some. Rich sent me a care package from Goldbelly. Lemon pepper wings. Lou Will's lemon pepper wings.
Oh, yeah. Lou Will's lemon pepper wings from
Magic City.
Yeah.
Yeah. Magic City. care package from Magic City.
No. Yeah. Rich had read us the Yelp reviews from Magic City.
That's right.
And there was one that Diamond was musty. So have you opened the
I have not opened them, no.
Oh, you didn't dive right into them?
I didn't dive right in, no.
Are you waiting to serve them off of a big round buttock?
Well, the calls have been out. The wife and I, we've had discussions. Right. You know.
Yeah. Did she know what it was when it arrived?
No, I had to tell her. I had to tell her.
No, does it come in?
Try having that conversation, by the way.
Yeah. You're in a lot of trouble, John. You're a 50-year-old man. All right, so... So did it come with, like, brochures? Like, hey, you know, come for the wings, stay for the asses?
Yeah, it came with a sticker. It came with a couple of descriptions as to where it came from and the menu. Oh, yeah.
But did it have pictures of, like, big
No,
butts?
It did not. It did not have pictures, no.
Oh. Well, that's no good.
No, sorry.
So, I mean, were there, like, are you looking for a special evening to cook?
Oh, yeah, no.
Magic City, Lou Williams, Lemon Pepper, the ones that got him kicked out of the NBA bubble because they were so good?
We're going to queue up the Big Frida and go for it. This is going to be great.
Oh, so this is going to be like a Costanza when he brought the pastrami sandwich into bed with him?
That's right. Hold on a second, honey.
Yes, indeed.
How is there not another video of this? Like, how can someone that open, because it's open, they're not hiding, they're right in front of the box, right there. How can there only be those two videos?
Because
I'm getting sent all of them. I'm like, I've seen these. Like, these are the two that I've seen. I've seen the one where it's from, you know, like the other side, and then I've seen the one from the guy who's in there filming them. So how is there no more evidence? Because you're right, Fred, if that ends up being true, I mean, he is going to already be my favorite rapper of all time.
Yeah, he's a legend. He needs to do nothing more in his life. Just the way he's not doing anything. He's like, you're right, like barely standing.
He's about to
She's
fall
got
over.
Her hands on like the stair underneath them.
Yeah.
Like everything about it is just such a wonderful, depraved, like in just this fully lit arena. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is just marvelous. Everything about it.
I mean, it goes without saying that obviously they are not paying any attention to said hockey game in front of them. I don't think they really care in the least bit about that.
No. I don't think they were overly concerned about the hockey game.
As a Panthers player, are you offended?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm like, I'm trying to work here.
The rapper who doesn't care about hockey isn't paying attention to us. Awful.
First of all, you brought Mello Rax in, which is already distracting enough. I see lumpy booty everywhere. But
if anyone can find any more evidence this morning, we'll take it. Like, I mean, we'll gather it all and make a judgment by the end of the show. Like, if anyone has access to, you know, because I'm looking at her Instagram account, but it's not saying a ton about it. Now, there's like a bunch of videos on here, and maybe later on we can dig through all those where she talks. But I guess that she speaks about the incident, and maybe there's another angle of something somewhere that we're not seeing.
I have seen,
Fred, you've piqued my interest. Like you put a seed of doubt in my mind.
I've seen no proof that they did not have sex, and I've seen plenty of proof that they were in a act that certainly at the least bit, you know. What do religious people always say? Like it showed the act,
in
or
the
it was
throes of passion.
They were in the throes of passion or something. All right, let me take this call, and then let me have this guy leave me alone for the rest of my life. All right, Chad, say what you want to say, and then please stop talking to me and emailing me. Go,
Fred. Come on, man.
Just stop. Just go, and then never talk to me again. Just go, please.
Okay, so you want to lose a listener over what you said last week?
I just want to stop contacting me and stop calling the show. So I'm giving you the audience. You're on the air. Go.
All right, so last week, Fred, at the end of the call, you of all people, I've been listening to you guys for 10 years, and I really like love the show, and I think you guys are great. You said that if you know someone with BPD in your life, you should cut them out of it.
Borderline personality disorder.
Yes, correct. And, you know, you of all people, having overcome your own struggles and put yourself through therapy and done all the right things to try to better yourself, I couldn't believe you'd say something like that when there are, you know, first of all, I'm someone that has that. I've dealt with it through therapy and through medication, and I feel like I'm a productive...
Fine. I never said, okay, well, the first time someone's diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, go and leave them and never talk to them again. I didn't say that at all. Have some perspective of it. If someone is not, hang on. My point with Antonio Brown was, it seems like to me he's got that. Does it seem to you like he has it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so my point is if Antonio Brown just keeps screwing the people in his life over the course of years and years and years and years and years and refuses to do anything about it, at some point, it's not your responsibility anymore. It's the responsibility of the person to get the help.
And can I respond?
Huh? Yes, go ahead.
I absolutely agree with what you just said. Everyone has boundaries that should be respected, but that's not what you said at the end of the
show.
All
right, fine. Well, that's what I meant. And if that makes you, that is what I meant, sincerely. And I thought that I had inferred that. I thought that people who listen to the show would know, of course, if someone is having a mental problem and, you know, they get diagnosed and they work on it, that obviously, if you love them to keep them in their lives, that should go without saying. But in my own life, the person I dealt with for 15 years and they refused any type of anything. And it was a total beatdown. Right. All right, so there you go.
I agree with you absolutely. That is totally different, and that I agree with. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chad. There you
go. Look at that. Everything gets worked out. How about
that? I just thought people would assume that, you know, that's what I'm saying. But sometimes I guess you don't assume. You just go on. I am assuming Kodak Black had sex with that booth. In that thing.
And by the way, thank you to all the people who are sending me those same two videos over and over. You're trying to help, but I need something. Okay. We've seen those two.
All right. We have to talk to Bill. We have to talk to Bill immediately. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
So I've been to many, many sporting events and over the course of my years. And before I met my wife, I had a girl who was a big, big-time Red Sox fan. And before we went into the Red Sox game during pregame, we went up to the Green Monster. And where you're sitting at, like, there's, like, an indent. Like, you can go down onto the ground and you can't see over the wall.
Okay.
So we done it there.
You had sex there.
To get away with.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And you could get away with doing it at a box inside TD Garden because I'm not at all of them. So it's definitely possible to be done. And then, you know, Gillette Stadium, I've got the trifecta, so.
All right, so you've had sex in all of them, but you did it in a way that no one could see. Now, which is still admirable. I mean, if that's what you're into, it's got to be very exciting. But,
hey, you know, it's definitely exciting.
Listen, I don't have a problem with it. If you get away with it, you get away with it. But I'll tell you, but what's magical about the Kodak Black situation is there is no attempt to hide it. It is.
Have a good day, boys.
Sorry, take it easy. You too.
He's in the front of the booth where there's no chairs, no seats. It's him. And he's in the center, right? It looks like he's
it's off to the right. It doesn't matter. But I mean, the point is, he's in full view of everybody who wants to see.
People in front of him,
all they had to do is look up.
It's glorious.
Half of the arena, all they had to do is look across.
He can't stand up. The whole thing is just poetry. It is just, and I can't get over it. It's just, it's magic. It's absolute magic.
I mean, so often you see people do this, like this guy was saying, well, you know, behind this wall and this, that, the other thing. And I was telling you about the video in the back row of the bleachers in Cleveland. I mean, it's away from people. It's, you know, make an attempt to hide it.
You don't want to get caught, but want the threat of being caught to be there.
Does not care.
Yes.
Here it is. Let's go.
Do you want to hear something that is going to stink that's going to happen this morning? I guarantee you the Panthers are going to release a statement saying that his conduct was inappropriate.
That makes it even funnier.
Well, of course it is.
Oh, look, the other day he's not going to be able to go back. I'm sure that's going to crush his life.
I guarantee you you're going to get that by the end of the morning.
Sure. His season tickets are going to be revoked.
But if that happens, it's going to be funnier because I guarantee you it's going to make either Mellow Rax, I love saying that name, or Kodak Black come out and basically tell the world, yeah, we were doing it and we would do it again.
Or what if Kodak Black comes out and goes, ladies and gentlemen, I really do apologize for my behavior. My lady friend and I, Mellow Rax, got a little caught up in all the excitement and I was very excited to receive the prestigious award and recognition from the Panthers organization.
This is not the proper behavior. Lord and a lady.
And have you know, I had a severe cough, and I was had a lot of cough medicine, and that is not usually how I behave. And Mellow Rax, let's be honest, she's a frisky young miss. That would be.
Did I hear some mellow racks? I want to hear some mellow racks.
Well, I'm sure it's very appropriate for the air. I'm sure Dan just YouTube it and just blast it, because what could happen? Who could get in trouble? But the second picture of her on the internet there is just her butt, and it's big. So congratulations to Mellow Racks. And we've had someone who's been on the line for an hour wanting to tell us the current Little River Band isn't even a real band. It's only one original member.
Oh, that's terrible. That's not good.
And they've been on the hold for an hour. All right. We will be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman-like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. You get, you know, messages on Twitter and stuff like, big game on Saturday. What are you talking about? You want to discuss the weather? I mean, it's in the promo. The weather's going to be bad. Enough. We'll have Brandon Merriweather on at 8 o'clock to talk to us about the game. But there was
going to discuss Kodak Black with him?
We could ask him if he's ever...
I bet you anything the answer is yes.
It's yes to everything.
Yes.
But nonetheless, there was a national championship game, if you don't know, just because you're up here in the Northeast thinking you're a big shot, don't care. The rest of the country was captivated by what was going on Monday night in Indianapolis. And that was the Alabama-Georgia game, and everyone who has ever set foot in the state of Georgia now claims a big Bulldog fan. When I was there for 8 years in Atlanta, and when the Bulldogs sucked and no one cared about them at all. But nonetheless, Rich.
by the way, did you see Stetson Bennett on Good Morning America yesterday? Stetson Bennett, the winning quarterback, had a bad first half. Mike, I can't play it from my thing right now. Can you give it to Dan? This is just a brief clip. So Stetson Bennett, obviously, I'm sure celebrated all night. And the very next morning, maybe it was like 7:30 a.m., they put him on. And he is gone.
Like, yeah, I never got why you would agree to do that. Like, he's never going to play pro.
And you know what? It's like, who's gonna be, you know, be angry at the guy? But he's on there, and they're trying to bring all this stuff out of him. I think the whole segment ended up only being like less than 2 minutes. And you know they wanted him for longer than that. But they knew from the second he can barely keep his eyes open. Let's just listen to this clip just right here.
MVP Stetson Bennett is joining us live. Stetson, good morning, my friend. How you feeling this morning after that incredible performance last night? Have you had a chance to get any sleep?
You know, a few hours. not many. I've been wondering about... not many.
I mean, he was toast.
I always question that. Like, if I'm out partying all night, and especially if I'm an amateur athlete, and he's never playing pro. I mean, what brand is he going to build? And, I mean, they kind of won despite him. I mean, they won this season despite him. And, like, why would you go on a good board? Like, just screw you. I want to keep partying. Like,
it made him like him even more. I was like, sure, roll
on
there.
No, it's just that, like, why do I have to, like, go to, like, the place with the camera and, like, all this crap? Like, I've been, I mean, what's the kid, 23 years old? I mean,
yeah.
All right. Well, that's how Mac Jones is going to sound after 21 games of football. He's going to hell beat out of him. But anyway, there is... You know, we're on this island where no one cares about the national championship game. However, Ridge, there is a large swath of a very educated part of the country that was very into the game.
And there is a gentleman who has the number one job that I would want the morning after a UGA-Alabama national championship game, and that is Mr. Paul Feinbaum. We love Paul Feinbaum. We have played his stuff before. He is someone who just anytime there is any kind of college football rivalry, just sits back and lets the map dots call in. People are in towns you've never heard of, ones that there's whisperings that there may end up being an Olive Garden someday in their town.
Alumni of the colleges. Every one of them an alumni of the college.
And boy, did they have things to say the morning after the championship game. We have a couple cuts for you. Let's start with call number one, Fred.
Joe from Red Bay.
Roll, Ty, roll, Paul. And you know what? I'm in a good state today. I am. I mean, because for one,
I'm in the state of Missouri's correctional facility. It's a good one. I was in Mississippi's, and I didn't sure. care for their cornbread, but now I'm in a better place.
I mean, because for one thing, Georgia didn't beat us. They've never beat us.
Georgia did beat you. And you know, only did they beat you, they pummeled you in the fourth quarter when it really matters.
No, I reversed it. No. That same thing with the election.
That silence was the sound of that guy's head exploding.
Like, why aren't you agreeing with me? I thought we lived in a world where if we didn't like the outcome of something, we just had to not believe it.
Listen to how long that silence is.
Well, that's the brilliance of Feinbaum. Oh, it's just to say they did beat you, and then just to sit. Yeah, like he's gonna cry.
The gerbil will. Just like the gerbil's half dead.
Well,
that's
listen,
running on that wheel.
His elementary school's kickball team has just been eliminated, and that's as far as he got in school, so this is a little tough for him.
Well, I mean, they
were the better team. You know that. You're smart. I was about to say you're smart enough to know that.
Paul, we played them twice, and we outscored them by 2 points.
Will there be a parade in Tuscaloosa this weekend? Will there be 90,000 people at Brian Denny Stadium celebrating the SEC championship, or will that party be going on in Athens?
But George, I mean, like that last score Georgia had, that's like a puppy running down the back.
That is true. Everything he just said.
Skip Crowe, skip it.
When in doubt, Boomhauer out.
Damn Dukes.
Tell you what, they're going on there, which is a 2-point thing.
Roscoe P. Coltrane on line one. What do you got, Roscoe?
That was a dipstick, I'll tell you that much.
But George, I mean, like that last score Georgia had, that's like a puppy running down the backyard with a tennis ball. It's hard to catch that.
Why can't you just admit, hey, we got stomped in the fourth quarter. We lost to a better team.
Mate.
Oh, man.
The one thing
come on.
We
got to move on. I'm sorry. I gave you a chance.
His response. Why can't you go, oh, man.
Yeah. I like we, too. Like we. We did it. Yeah.
We're like a puppy in the backyard.
By putting on Alabama mud flaps on your truck, that somehow we. Well, I bought the mud flaps. I ain't dang on the mud flap. I wanted to say big old A on them. All right, Feinbaum not only addresses the callers himself, Rich, he also lets the callers have an intellectual tête-à-tête. He lets them go and have called a salon. They discuss the issues of the day, and here is what happened.
And Brad is up next in Florida. Hey, Brad.
How about them dogs, Paul? Oof, oof. How about them dogs?
What about them, Brad? Anything else?
Oof, oof.
Nope.
Oof, oof. Yeah, man. Oh, shut the hell up. You won one championship, so you LSU. You beat us 1 out of 8. Friggin' congratulations.
Okay, stop. So this guy didn't know on the phone was a Super Bama fan, whatever.
Obviously, this is not the first two times these guys have
is legend. His name is legend.
Yeah, legend gets involved. All right. This is an old Feinbaum tactic. Is that you'll have someone gloating, but they have argued before the game. Mm-hmm. So you'll have on hold for maybe 4 hours, maybe this guy's on hold. Right. waiting in case the other guy calls in, and then he'll have them butt heads.
Okay. And then, I have a feeling this is going to be a very polite, well-spoken discussion that they're going to have at this moment.
It's basically whipping out your degree and saying who is the best debater.
Legend, this is what I want to say to you, man. Your hero is Ric Flair, and Ric Flair likes a dog. Everyone knows that. Everybody likes a dog. You know why?
Oh, and how do you get past that? Ric Flair is a Georgia Bulldog fan. And now, I mean, set and match. I mean, take your cards off the table. I mean, just walk away and be thank God you still have a little bit of dignity left. I mean, I'll tell you what, there, Ric Flair don't like them Bulldogs. Screw you. The Undertaker likes Alabama.
I thought
Ric Flair Undertaker? I take Ric Flair every day and day. Little more riding with him, wheeling and kneeling, man.
I thought we weren't going to get personal.
Yeah. Why'd you have to bring up Mr. Flair? The old Charlotte Flair, man. She going to take the old train. I have nepotism.
Nepotism, that word. I don't think they would give it.
You ain't no relative cut her daddy to Ric Flair. That was nepotism. She ain't gonna prove nothing. No ring. Dang old limo riding, wheeling, dealing. Dang old cape is beautiful, man. Silky long hair. You can bring his name up. Damn you.
Because the boys, we know how to pick a bulldog, and we stick with it. Y'all don't know what you want to be. Are you an elephant or are you a red tide? Which is it?
What we are is the greatest friggin' college football program to ever step foot on a football field, dumbass.
That's not today, baby. Not today, you ain't.
They should go into every AP English class throughout the South and go, where are you going to go? I mean, seriously. Like, it's all about the academics.
Right. We're giving out academic scholarships. Yeah.
I mean, these are two of the greatest institutions in the world.
I hate to say it. This sounds like every spend the night party that I ever went to when the parents were talking.
Mm.
When I was a kid.
I just like
these were the dads.
He's just dang old Ric Flair, man.
I'm rugged Georgia Bulldog. Whoa.
Smooth chesting. Three women, damn. Girls in the limo.
Oh, hell, you whooping. That's what you are. You are a shooting star program.
Right.
You the Boston Red Sox. That's all you are, dude. You'll win another one 40 friggin' years from now while I'm celebrating 10 more in the process.
Yo, dog.
Hell, yeah, you ought to because you ain't going to get another one for 40 years, dumbass. So you better enjoy it. I'm the New York Yankees, that's who I am. I'm the Boston Celtics of college football. You ain't nothing but a one-time winner, dude. Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
A one-time winner that humped y'all last night. Remember that. We humped you.
You humped him into submission. Is that you?
Yeah, I know. They humped him into submission. These are two men that spent some time in jail.
You got humped
into submission.
Yeah, I mean that's Trailer Park Justice.
Yeah, is that how they decide things?
Dang old humped him into submission, man.
You stole my lawnmower, so guess what that means? You getting a good old humping.
Yeah.
Until you pass out.
Dang old thing been on block. Dang old car been on block for 6 months. You think I ain't gonna come over there and try to be able to finally drop an engine in it? I don't take it.
You got humped into submission.
Is that how they decided? The guy passes out? Is that when it's over?
The greatest insult of all time.
Yeah, y'all got humped into submission, man. Deal's done. Hand him the title to the car. He done humped you into submission. I mean, you gotta give him the title to the car. You gotta give him the papers.
That's
that's another question for Merriweather. Has this ever happened?
All right. Very good. Very, very good. Congratulations to the people of Georgia and its surrounding environs, including Rome, Georgia, and everywhere else. LaGrange, Georgia.
That's fantastic.
All the wonderful places where the true academics of our society live. And congratulations to the Boston Red Sox of college football, the Georgia Bulldogs, and the
Yankees.
Who didn't
go on to win another championship?
Well, we're really going to, that's what we're going to take away from that phone call, is he doesn't know his baseball. All right. I mean, or he'll hump you into submission. You better watch out.
I wouldn't want that. That would be degrading.
Well, that's the. I think that's the point. I think it's about as much about the humiliation as it is about the submission.
Sure.
All right. We'll be right back.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins brought Tuukka Rask back yesterday, signing him to a one-year contract. He'll be the backup to Linus Ullmark, at least for the next game. Jeremy Swayman sent down to Providence. That next game is against Montreal at TD Garden tonight. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers have the pregame at 6:30 and the faceoff at 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Celtics visit the Indiana Pacers tonight. Marcus Smart doubtful with his thigh contusion. Grandy and Max have the pregame at 6:30 and the tip-off at 7 on 105.7 WROR. Patriots will be in Buffalo for a playoff game this coming Saturday night. Yesterday, the team released an estimated injury report because they didn't practice yesterday. And all active players would have been on the field, including Kyle Duggar, Christian Barmore, and left tackle Isaiah Wynn. And former Red Sox lefty John Lester has announced his retirement within the last 30 minutes. He had exactly 200 career wins and just turned 38 years old this week. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Verizon, the 5G network that puts first responders first. Firefighters, police, and EMS save with exclusive discounts at Verizon.com. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 8 o'clock.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Toucher and Rick.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What they say in the morning, you'll be talking about all day.
This is a dumb conversation, but, you know, why the hell not? That's what we do.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich. Brandon Merriweather is scheduled to join us at 8 o'clock. Mike Gorman at 8:20. As the big countdown to Saturday night's affair, which has gotten down to when the third time the teams meet, you get down to talking about the weather, which when it's about time to play the game is when the conversation turns to the weather, it's about time to play the game.
I'm
kind of
happy this is a Saturday game instead of the Sunday or the Monday like we were promised.
Well, the Monday would have been terrible.
Yeah, I'm kind of happy that we're front and center and we get this going early.
Yeah, let's see what goes on, and then if they lose as projected and Mac Jones doesn't play well, then the debate will be, has he worn down as the season went on? He's a rookie. This is more football than he's ever played.
Is this really the guy we want at quarterback? You know that'll be one of the narratives.
Did you see the thing that was tweeted out by, I think it was NBC Sports Boston yesterday, that was, if Mac starts struggling in the cold, do we bring in Brian Hoyer to take care of business?
I saw that, and I'm like, really? Is no one watching you? Is that the problem here? I mean, is it? We really need to start posting stuff like that?
He gives you the best chance to win. He went to Michigan State.
Sure.
He's played in the elements.
Right.
Hey, at least it'll be interesting to see how he does in the frigid cold, because we were saying, you know, we have no idea. We've seen Josh Allen's numbers go down a decent amount.
But
when it is
there's
cold.
Been good points all over the place. You're playing better competition when it's cold because obviously it's later in the season. You know, who was he playing? When were these games? I mean, there's like a bunch of variables to it. And obviously, he doesn't want to play in the cold. No one would want to play in the cold. I wouldn't want to go to the game in the cold. So, of course, you don't want to play.
When you ever try to catch a football when it's 0 degrees outside, I mean, it's a slippery rock. And I mean, he doesn't like it. He would rather play in a dome. Josh Allen. Everyone would.
There might be more to that because yesterday, I don't know if we have the clip, but it was interesting and something that I don't even think Bills fans knew about. I got a friend who's a Bills fan, and he had no idea. But yesterday when he was talking to the press, he said, you know, they asked about the cold, and he goes, not getting fun getting hit in the cold. You know, getting out of the ground, blah, 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 blah. But then he started talking about his feet, and he said that I get bad circulation with my feet. My toes get really cold, and they go numb a bit when it's below freezing.
Good. Then he won't feel it. He's got a bad toe anyway.
He said, while a wide range of symptoms can indicate poor circulation, a lack of blood flow from the heart to a person's hands and feet can cause sensations of pins and needles, swelling, fatigue, and that's what they're saying that he might be suffering from.
I wonder if some of this from Josh Allen was directed by... I wonder if this is a Belichickian response to questioning, as if you are hyping... Because Mac Jones is now I'm interesting myself.
Playing possum type stuff?
Well, no, not playing possum. Putting the ideas in Mac Jones' head that, you know, playing in the cold sucks. Like, my circulation gets bad. It's hard to throw the ball. And you're saying all these things because you know there's a kid who's A, never played in a playoff game, and B, never played in conditions anywhere like this. And so you're putting it out there knowing that he'll hear it and putting these ideas in his head. Like, kid, I'll tell you. As someone who went to school in Wyoming and someone who's, you know, played in Buffalo, it's not fun. It sucks. Like, it's really bad. Like, it's not fun to play in this stuff. If it was a Patriots quarterback saying it, wouldn't you think that was a directive from Belichick?
The only thing that would make me think otherwise is if there was evidence that showed a decent sized drop from when it was cold and when it wasn't. Then I'd be like, well, I mean, this seems to make sense.
I know, but it's a different... I kind of see where Fred's coming from. It's a different circumstance. The pressure's on. The kid's never been in this kind of situation before, you know, and now he's got
to... The last time he was in Buffalo, he didn't have to throw the ball.
Yeah.
That's probably not going to happen again.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to have to do something. He's not been good outside of Jacksonville. He hasn't been good since the bye. I mean, he's regressed. I mean, talk to anyone who covers the team. He's regressed. You know, he knows that if they lose this game, then they, like John said, the conversation starts and you have a whole offseason of, is this really the guy? And who is this guy? And, you know, what do we know? And blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah.
We got to draft another guy, you know?
Yeah, do you draft a guy in a later round
pick? I mean, do we draft another guy?
Just to have competition because Brian Hoyer's not going to be your backup next year.
I think one of the better things you said when assessing the draft is, Fred, you have to draft a quarterback pretty much every year.
Yes.
You need to keep taking swings. In case the guy who's starting for you does not work out.
Yes.
Because there's nothing more important in this league than having a quarterback that knows what he's doing.
You can't go more than a couple drafts without drafting a quarterback.
You know what I found interesting is that obviously the last week was atrocious, but I think this isn't as much a testament towards Mac Jones as it is towards how bad quarterbacks have been in this league. But Pro Football Focus had all of the quarterbacks ranked by all of their different stats and compiled them all together. And Mac Jones came in at 10th. He came in at 10th for all of his statistics.
Yeah, well, I watched the game since the bye, and outside of Jacksonville, he hasn't been good.
I'm thinking the completion percentage had a lot to do with that.
And what they asked him to do.
They compiled everything, and you might be right.
Pro Football Focus has Myles Garrett being way better than T.J. Watt. So say what you will. Pro Football Focus is entirely statistical based.
But think about it. Think about how bad the quarterbacks have been this season. And you look at Mac Jones.
I bet you he's rated ahead of Mahomes, according to Pro Football Focus.
No,
if he's 10th.
No, I don't think he was.
Well, he's got to be rated ahead of vastly superior quarterbacks. There's no question about that because there's no way that there's, what would that make, 21 quarterbacks worse than him in the NFL.
I'll have to take a look.
There's no way. So, I mean, you can analyze and do DVOAs. I remember before the bye week that they were going to win the Super Bowl. That if you went by statistics and showed everything, that it was the most likely scenario was them in the Super Bowl.
Yep, that was the DVOA,
Those statistics mean absolutely nothing to me.
Absolutely nothing to
me. But okay, do you think, though, where he played, like, where do you think he lands in this league? Top half, bottom half?
Bottom half.
I don't know, man. I can name you a ton of quarterbacks.
Just
who are worse.
He's not asked to do anything.
Well, but that may be the case, but for this team, it's effective.
But it's situational. He's for this team. I don't know how the other quarterbacks would perform for this team. I mean, if they had a solid, good veteran quarterback, not a great quarterback, but like a Kirk Cousins, I think they would be better. I mean, obviously they have a rookie. I mean, Kirk Cousins is better than a rookie quarterback.
Cousins had a really good year this year too.
So I mean, I think that I would rather have going into this game. Certainly, I would rather have a solid veteran quarterback than Mac Jones. There's no question about it. But these statistics mean nothing. We read them. I don't mind reading them. I don't mind it being a topic of conversation. There's a lot of time to kill. But that whole DVOA crap and, you know, the Patriots are favored to go to the Super Bowl, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything until the games are played.
It's interesting, too, because it's not just those kind of stats, guys. It's like passer rating, which was considered for a while the gold standard. Mac Jones has a higher passer rating than Josh Allen does this year.
Yeah, is he a better quarterback than Josh Allen? I mean,
I guess where it does matter is after the season's done. I mean, first of all, I don't think that this is something that even if he loses this game, that they're like, well, we got to...
No, they're not going to be like it, but it's going to be a conversation.
Yeah.
Because it's not cut and dry. I mean, they spent $180 million in free agency, and they made the playoffs as we expected, and... If he, you know, performs poorly in Buffalo or isn't asked to do anything because they don't trust him, that's the last, you know, quarter of the season is outside of Jacksonville. He wasn't good. And so that's going to just raise questions.
See, I think he's somewhere right in the middle. And you're right. He could be just in the bottom or just in the top.
Yeah, I'd put him right in the middle of that pack, 15, 16, 17.
Yeah, that's about where I mean, because think about it. I mean, you've got like Daniel Jones, Jared Goff had an awful year.
Goff did not have an awful year.
Goff did have a bad year.
No, they're talking about now keeping Goff in Detroit.
Goff, 19 touchdowns, 8 picks.
Yeah,
averaged about 230 yards passing a game. And Mac Jones, 223.
And he had no one to throw to. Absolutely no one to throw to in a terrible team. All right, we got to break because we got to talk to Baron Merriweather. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.